Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Voice podcast. I'm Vernon R.E. Jones, managing broker, owner, and founder of Jones Homes, and we service the 7-county Denver metro area. We want to talk about credit with you today. I want to start it off by telling you the 5 things that the most excellent credit people do. 1, people with excellent credit scores pay on time. They pay on time because guess what? 35% of your score is based on your payment history. 2, usually people with good credit scores maintain a low credit utilization ratio. That means basically they want you to use upwards of 30% or less of your available credit. You want to get a higher score? Use much less than 30%. 3, people with excellent credit stay on top of their reported history. In other words, sign up for a credit watching agency. I don't know if you Experian, Credit Karma, there's a bunch out there. But stay up to date on what your credit is. I usually check mine once a week. And I think at least that's the minimum you need to do. There's 3 credit reporting agencies, of course, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You can usually call them, and at least once a year, they're required to give you a free credit report. But again, I do think it's valuable to sign up for a credit information agency, be it through Experian or TransUnion or Equifax. And there's others as well, as I've mentioned. 4, people with excellent credit scores think twice before shutting down old lines of credit. Understand, there may be a credit card that you don't use, and you've maybe only used it once or twice, and you probably don't want to use it. Understand, the age of your credit is also important. That might be another 25-30% of your score. The maturity and length of how long you've had credit. And obviously you want a good payment history with that. So again, if you got a credit card at 0, you want to shut it down, pay it off. You know, you might have an annual fee once a year or something like that, or that ill, but keep it. It is good for your credit score. And 5, people with great credit scores keep focused on the goal over time. Always understand your goal is to maximize your credit score. Anybody can move on from a checkered financial past. You have to understand that your credit will help you get houses, cars, business, personal loans, and credit cards, you name it. Probably one of the most powerful forms of financial freedom. I would also tell people in regards to credit, as you check it every once a week, you may decide to check it more. Make sure you look at your report and make sure there's accurate information. So sometimes you may have a wrong address. Get them to correct it. You may have a wrong credit line on there. That's not yours. You need to have them remove it. It also helps you to stay up on fraud. It's probably billions of dollars a year in credit card fraud that goes through this country. And you don't want to be a victim of it. My understanding when I talk to people and I try to get them to understand, lenders, when you buy a house, are thinking, what is the level of your score? Hey, in other words, is your credit score 620, 630, 640, 650? Obviously, there's a range that most general lenders do, and they usually, if you're below 600, they get concerned. You start getting up to 630, 640, 660, they start getting more confident in lending you money. Once you get over 680, 700, even up to 740, those are good risks. Usually over 740, up to 800, that's probably really good. Then, of course, you have excellent anybody that's over 800. But usually they'll give you the same type of interest rates on your credit cards and your car loans and your housing purchases. If your credit card credit score is probably 680 or above, and that's, of course, knowing that you don't have any outstanding liens on your credit report or, charge-offs, things of that nature. Also, it's always a good idea when you're thinking about dealing with your credit. A lot of people get a lot of credit, then they start using it, and the next thing you know, they got to file bankruptcy because there's so much they cannot do once they start using too much credit that's been afforded to them. Again, the most important thing you can do to keep your credit up is pay on time. Expand your credit lines if you can, but don't use it. Stay within that 30% or less usage, because all those things are very important. And of course, we mentioned the other items of just paying on time. Even if you're just paying the minimum, pay it on time. And I always advise people, if you can pay more, make sure you do that. This is just a brief overview of credit. We'll probably talk more later in regards about specifically mortgage credit and how you can get your credit up to start getting that to work for you so you can go ahead and buy a home. This is Vernon Jones from the Real Estate Voice Podcast. Look forward to talking to you soon. And of course, call us with any questions at 303-359-8218. Be safe.